This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Iowa cattle industry is reflecting on the policy wins from 2025. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Iowa Cattlemen's Association is wrapping up another busy year in the cattle industry. While there were plenty of struggles to overcome in the past 12 months, there are many victories to celebrate as well. ICA Director of Government Affairs Kelly Wicks said there were two major policy victories in particular that will benefit producers for years to come.
Of course, when we talk about the past state legislative session, we had some good momentum that we had and we want to keep building on, of course. And so one of the big ones was expanded drone protections, especially over those farmsteads. And so producers have that peace of mind knowing that they are protected in their practices and have that freedom to operate. So that's a big one. And then, of course, the appropriations that were given to support foreign animal disease preparedness and prevention. And so we're really excited to keep working on that and ensuring that we have longevity and health of our herds.
Looking ahead to 2026, Wicks said one of the issues the ICA will be focused on is allowing cattle producers to graze CRP land.
As a whole, there's been several different challenges coming with droughts, New World screwworm, border challenges. And so it's really important that we support the industry where it's at so that it can grow as it should. And so one of the key pieces that we're really focused on is CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, making that a priority to where cattlemen can engage and be active in grazing those lands. Cattle are one of the original conservationists. So how can we operate and have those cattle prioritize in those conversations, because they benefit the land as long as, you know, they're properly managed and they're great for biodiversity and plant life. And so really emphasizing that and bringing that forth is going to be a huge priority as we continue.
For more information, visit iacattleman.org. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.